Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everybody. When our next guest, Carrie Friedman, hit a creative roadblock in her life, she had no idea it would transform into the jumping-off point for her successful career as an author and clinical hypnotherapist. After working on a book that she literally labored over for almost 9 years, Carrie visited a hypnotherapist who helped unlock the creativity and drive she needed to complete it. Today, Carrie has written not one but two books and works as a hypnotherapist. Carrie, welcome to the show. This is, you know, an incredible life story you have, and just an incredible message that you've been spreading and giving to people about how to unlock your subconscious and how that could help you on your path and purpose.
Thank you, Erica. And we're talking about, I'm just going to say this, we're talking about a book that actually has nothing to do with hypnosis or hypnotherapy, although I talk about it a little bit at the end of the book. It's really a coming-of-age memoir that's very right. funny and dramatic, but it has a point, and it's pretty inspirational. And there is
let's mention the name really quick. It's The Comic's Daughter.
The Comic's Daughter, A Chicago yes. Tale.
Yes, A Chicago Tale, which yes. I've had the pleasure to read and is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah. I labored over it, and I'm really happy with the outcome. But what I was going to say, two things that I think are really relevant. One is I had an event when I was 13 years old that was very impactful. And as I grew up, I thought, gee, I'd really like to write about that someday, but I really can't because it would involve other people, and I didn't want to hurt people that were around mm-hmm. live. So it got shelved, and it was actually traumatic. So, you know, grow up, go to therapy, never talk about this traumatic event. Then I become a hypnotherapist, and during the year of the hypnotherapy training, you get hypnotized a great deal. So during that, my subconscious started to open up. I started remembering these events, and, oh, yeah, you wanted to write about that, didn't you? Then I went to work in the rehab facility, and this is the important piece that I want to say because it's remarkable. Almost every yeah. client I met had a major event happen to them around the age of 13. I would say 12, 13, or 14. It was so mm-hmm. extreme in the first year that by the second year, I'd just say, okay, what happened? And they'd say, how did you know? So that unlocked me to write about this event in my life that was traumatic and, you know, started off like a 7-year journey. So I just want to mm-hmm. say that. In the book, there is a chapter at the end called 40 Years of Writer's Block. Because there was a lot of fear involved, and I think a lot of people that write especially feel resistance and fear. And I stumbled through this for 9 years, and I think the reason I stayed with it, because I just said I knew that completion was a very important part of personal growth. And I was like, whatever yeah. happens, I'm going to complete this. So I set out on a journey, and I don't know who listened to the previous segment, but I used my own evidence technique to overcome mm-hmm. writer's block. So even if I got myself in the chair for 10 minutes, I gave myself credit for it. And I wrote for 10 minutes today. Well, that went to the subconscious, and then went, well, maybe we'll do it again. That was painless. And then, of course, it would be an hour and 2 hours, and I got the book right. done. Now, during the 9 years, I took two breaks. I took one break because I had personal losses, which I had talked about. I lost two best friends, and I just needed to heal. So it went mm-hmm. into a drawer for 2 years. And then I took a 6-month break to write the positive evidence, good evidence, my ebook. Then I went back. So I think I don't want people to think I toiled for 9. It was more like 7, which is still yeah. a long.
Well, yeah, I think the point is, I mean, you know, either way, I think a lot of people have certain fears, certain roadblocks in their life. But the fact of the matter is, no matter if it's 2 years or 7 years, it's something that is obviously from your heart. It is a story that is your truth that needs to be told. And the fact is that I think the lesson in this is we all have to honor that voice inside of us that, you know, is whispering all the time or even screaming at some points that we need to speak our truths. And we really need to put out a labor of love like that, you know, and whatever that is, whether that's a hobby or whether that is, you know, something that is going to be career shifting.
I agree about the listening. And when something keeps tapping you on the shoulder, whatever it
yes.
is, one mm-hmm. has to pay it. There's a reason it's tapping you on the shoulder. And I've heard lots of great teachers and sages say, if something's been with you, trust it. So I just kind of trusted that there was something in here that had to be expressed. And it took me a while and many rewrites to kind of discover the David, you know, the statue David. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I rewrote it until, you know. And I want to share with people, because a lot of people want to write. During my process, I talked with people about it, and I didn't get that much encouragement. But some people said the same thing over and over, and they said it not in a nice way. They said, well, you know, Carrie, everybody has a story.
Oh, wow.
And you know what? I want to say it in a very positive way. You bet. Yeah. Everybody does have a story. And I sat in rehab for 8 years with clients, and I got to tell you, a lot of those stories beat my story. But I'm a writer, so I got it down, you know, because that's what I do. But don't let anybody, like, put you down that way. Finally, at the end of the 8 years, I'd say, well, yeah, you're right. But who gets up at 5 a.m. and puts their butt in the chair? I do. And then that usually stopped the conversation.
Yeah, and you're right. And everybody does have powerful messages. And we've heard, you know, between you and I, we've been working with people for a long time in one-on-one therapy sessions, and we've heard plenty of stories. But I think what's brilliant is the way that, you know, I know you personally, and I think we all have this individual voice. And you, when you write this book, The Comics Daughter, I could hear you speaking throughout the whole entire book, the way you speak, the way the only you know how. So we all have this unique voice. Everyone has a story, but each story is extremely unique. And you don't know if your story, for instance, is going to help even one person. I think that's enough. You know, I think that's, hopefully it'll help many, many more, which I know it will. But, you know, we want people to relate. We want to give back that love, I think. And I think that is wonderful that that's been one of your, you know, purposes in life.
And I do want to say, I did receive hypnotherapy during this time. A woman who trained me, I'm very close with, and she's my go-to. And so hypnotherapy also helped me get this book done and unlock and believe and, you know, kind of dispel the fears. What if it's not good? What if it's not, you know, because all that's natural to the creative process. You know, the creative process takes a lot of courage, and whoever's doing it needs to be very proud of themselves for having courage.
Right, and massaging it in different ways, like hypnotherapy. Maybe that will be the catalyst for somebody to get actually over their roadblock or their fear. So, do you work a lot with people in hypnotherapy to basically create, you know, a new path for their life, like a life change, like a life purpose change?
Oh yeah, I have some amazing stories of transformation. Honest to God, I that just make me smile. You can probably hear me smiling. A little girl came one day, like I say little girl because she was like 19 or 20, knocked on my door. She was a new neighbor. She was lost. She was a nanny. She was addicted to her boyfriend. Within 9 months, she was living in London and becoming a photographer and had dumped the boyfriend.
Wow.
So that's just a very extreme, but it's a kind of a wonderful story, you know.
Because people think, you know, like with hypnotherapy too, just it's take action to get over one habit or one pattern, but like you just shared, that actually it can transform your whole entire life, and sounds like her belief system that she was capable. You know, sometimes we need that confidence, or we need to actually unlock that subconscious voice within us that's going to give us that confidence. We forget who we are. I think do you see that a lot? People forget who they are.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing about just generally hypnosis, hypnotherapy, is that rather than the addition of something, it's usually the absence of something. It's an absence of fear, it's an absence of anxiety, an absence of resistance, an absence of craving. So it's subtle because it's an absence. Like, where did that go? I used to be so afraid of the freeway, but where did that go? And that's the magic of the hypnotherapy.
And where does it go? Where does it go?
It just goes. It's like a branch that just dries up and drops off, you know, and goes back to the earth and gets recycled. It's the new branch is there. I can drive on the freeway.
Carrie, please tell everybody where they could find your book, The Comics Daughter.
The Comics Daughter is on my own personal website called The Comics Daughter. It's that simple.
Thank you.
www.thecomicsdaughter. You only purchase it there.
Okay, we got it. Thank you, Carrie. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD.